Good morning, Vinny and Nikki, 605. Moms, who should be in the delivery room when you give birth? Who did you allow in the room? You can text in 92925. And I'm bringing this up because we are expecting this August. And conversation came up recently with my wife and her mother, who is very curious and very caring and loving and an amazing woman, but wants to be in the room during that whole process. And my immediate reaction was, really? But it's not up to me. It's up to my wife. It's up to her. And my wife just wants it to be me because she's like, if I let my mom in, she's going to be like, it's going to be too much. And then if I let my mom in, do I have to let anybody else in? And she doesn't really want an audience. So she's like, okay, babe, you know, I just want it to be you. And I understand the mom wanting to be there. And I know there are women who have done that. And I get it. Right. And my wife's an only child. Mm-hmm. So she wants to be part of such a special moment. But I'm curious what other moms have gone through and who you allowed in the delivery room, if you allowed one or two people. And I was trying to read, Nikki, if there are regulations, and there are some hospitals that say it's a two-person rule.
Yeah, some hospitals do that for sure.
So whether it's your partner and somebody else, you can always tell them it's a two-person rule. You can't we can't have any more people. But I would just assume like the family is in the waiting room and they come in once the baby's born. That's how I envision it.
Yeah. I know. Especially when you have a C-section, often they'll only have one person in the room. But I can see. I think it should be like a mutual decision. I think it should be able to be up to both the wife and the husband. But I can definitely see wanting to have other people in the room as well. That's not like a foreign idea to me at all. I know many people. Many friends and family members who have had like either a sister or their mother or their best friend in the room as well. And most people want their significant other. So they want the man in there for sure. But then there's a good like 30% of people who want the support of their parent or their mom or their in-laws in there as well. Some people, like I said, like siblings or a really like low maintenance best friend who can help get them through things.
And then low maintenance best friend.
Yeah, because you don't want a high maintenance friend in the delivery room.
I'm curious. If you're about to give birth, would you be okay with like your sister there, your mother?
Absolutely.
You would be? Yeah. They wouldn't drive you nuts a little bit?
No. They know you know how to act. It's the biggest moment in this person's life. Like you check yourself in that moment. But I think it depends. I think there are different types of relationships, you know? There are some people who are just very keep the bond between the two of them very sacred and it's only about that. And then there are some people who sort of have more of the it takes a village mentality, you know? So they want the support of the other people who are going to be very close to them as they raise the child to and also go through maybe one of the most terrifying things they'll go through ever, you know.
Terrifying, definitely. Let's take some texts on this from Montreal moms. Who did you allow in the delivery room? Who do you think should be there? Somebody texted in with my first, I let my mom, grandmother, and his mom in and I regret it. This time it's only me and hubby. And Kim, I'm curious, who did you allow in the delivery room?
Nobody. Husband only. I want my space. Leave me alone. Don't come near me. One of the things they told me in the hospital is if you weren't there for the conception, you shouldn't be there for the birth.
Oh, that's actually a pretty good one. All right, we'll get to your text. Here's Jocelyn Allison. Who should be in the delivery room? Moms, you can text in 92925. We're just talking about my situation in August. My wife is expecting, and my wife's mother wants to be in the delivery room, and my wife is not so sure about it. She's like, I don't want all these people. I love my mother. They're very close. It's just... she might drive her a little crazy. We're getting texts at 92925. By the way, Nikki, it's my wife's decision. I have nothing to do with this.
You both.
Well, I can give my opinion, but...
you both can make
the
decision.
At the end of the day, it's up to her. We got a text. I had my father there for my first child. It was his first grandson after having three daughters and two granddaughters. Actually, our own Claudia Marquez, her father was in the room. Apparently, he was stressed out the whole time and he ripped his shirt.
Oh, no.
he was sweating and he was going nuts.
A lot going on.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe you don't want that family member
in
there.
No,
I'm not sure about that. We also get another text. It says, Vinny, it's both your decision. And if you're not comfortable and you don't want to share that beautiful moment with anyone else, I think your opinion matters. I think it is a moment that should only be shared between husband and wife.
And interesting text here. When she will be in incredible pain, she will need her mom. And by the way, I had my husband, my mom, and my mother-in-law. So she had three people in the room as well. Keep the text coming in, 92925. Darlene wants to share. Go ahead.
My daughter-in-law gave me the privilege of being there.
Aw, that's so nice.
I know. I have no girls, so I never would have thought, you know?
Yeah.
Aw, and it was a great experience?
It was awesome.
Okay, so my wife, you recommend my wife, it should be fine if she should have her mother there then?
Wow, whatever. Yeah, make people happy. If it doesn't bother her, She told me you could stay as long as you stand behind me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely.
You don't want to be standing at the other end of the room. No.
No, no.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Darlene.
Have a great day, guys. You I love
too.
You.
We love you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
That's also something to keep in mind, where they are in the room.
I don't think right? you care in the moment.
I guess
I know. I know these things are going through your head, but from what I've heard, once you're
true,
there... suddenly, all of those worries disappear, and you're like, get the baby out of me by any means possible.
Hurry up.
I don't care who sees it. I don't care who's around me.
All right. Thanks for the text at 99925. Much